are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate, and joining me this morning, we've got Callie Iverson and Shane Cramey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning.
Another hot one for us today.
Yeah, a little warm. Summer finally showed up.
It really did. And, you know, just continuing to hang on for us. But we're looking forward to some fun. And Trader Days is going to be just that.
It's coming right up, right around the corner.
Yeah, hard to believe it's already almost here.
Yes, a couple weeks, and we'll be right in the thick of it.
That's right, and events all through the weekend, and a lot of them, and something for everybody. There's going to be a lot happening.
There absolutely is. I'll let Kelly talk a little bit about Friday.
So Friday, things are going to kick off. We'll have all the food trucks there. They're going to show up Friday about 5, and they'll be there through Sunday. And then, of course, the barbecue competitors move into the park, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle around that. We'll have the bounce houses all through the weekend as well. And then the live music on Friday night is going to start off with Lance Spears, local, and then end the evening with Levi Blum.
Very nice.
So that's Friday.
Very cool.
August 11th, I should mention. Mark your calendars for August 11th, 12th, 13th.
Yeah, that's just kind of the warm-up to the rest of the weekend, right?
It is. Oh, absolutely. And of course, the American Legion will be over there serving refreshments as well, getting everything prepped and ready for that good music Friday. And then we'll roll right into Saturday. And kick things off with that parade in the morning, the Kazoo Band Parade. You line up right there at the post office, Sioux Nation, right in that area. Come over and participate. You can lease your turkey early and get the turkey dressed up. And as a business, you can lease a turkey and be part of that parade. March them right on down Deadwood and into the park. Festivities begin.
Yes, that's a great way to kick things off.
It absolutely is. And there's, like Callie said, the bounce houses, dunk tank, and the turkey races apparel booth. Of course, you can purchase your turkey merchandise right there with those great logos on them that those kids produced. And what a great t-shirt they are.
Nice.
And I would like to mention that, so the turkey races, last year we pay out 4 places in the finals. All 4 participants receive a little money. The winner actually received over $700 last year, plus the championship buckle.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It is. 100% of those entry fees go in the purse. So the more entries we have, the larger the purse. So I would encourage everyone to come over and take a look at leasing a turkey and participating in these turkey races. And I would say there's a lot of young kids that are participating in the turkey races now, and that's so great to see that they're bringing this back.
Yeah, that's great that the younger generation getting involved and having fun with the turkey races.
That is what it's all about.
That's the one thing on Friday night. We do have the informational meeting for the turkey races, too. So if you're listening to this and saying, hey, I want $700, come on Friday night to the Q&A session.
Sure.
You might
even have your own turkey in training that we don't know about, and you're going to bring that ringer in and race them. So
there you go.
It'll be interesting.
Yes, that is well received. More entertainment, too, on Saturday night.
There is Saturday night. We're going to have the live music from Levi Blum once again, and Dustin Evans will close out the evening.
So
it should be
nice.
A great evening of entertainment there. And also have the mud wrestling, the younger people, and then the adult mud wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some prizes given out for that for participants. And then we're going to have the beer drinking contest, which I think we had over 40 participants last year.
Oh, wow.
We got some great beer chuggers out there. They do a great job. So there's actually cash and gift cards given out for the top 3 prize winners there as well.
Very nice.
So get signed up for that. If you think you can, chug one of those beers, step right on up.
Yeah, it's open to everybody, so give it a shot.
Absolutely.
And on Sunday, things kind of wrap up, but there's still some more things happening, right?
Of course. So on Sunday, actually Saturday and Sunday, the Lions Club is going to do an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast.
Ooh.
Yeah, in addition to the food trucks. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our American Legion will be back down there serving Bloody Marys for a little hair of the dog. The apparel booth will still be open. Bounce House is still there. Cornhole is one of the big things that goes on Sunday. A lot of people are more interested in other things on Saturday, although there is cornhole on Saturday as well. But Sunday's the fun day to do that. And then the Phil Baker kids concert, he's doing 2 performances on Sunday.
Very nice.
So, yeah. And all of this heat right now makes me think, we have a wading pool down there in the park. That's new this year.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're overheated, just anybody can go dip their feet in the wading pool just to cool off a little bit. So.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a great idea, a great addition, because we know how August can be. You may need that wading pool. Like you said, just put the feet in, get cool, and then go on and do some more activities.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been pretty warm.
Yeah, I've been warm, but good time. Plenty of refreshments around, and there's shade, and so come on down and check it out.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun time. They can check out the Facebook page, too, to go through all the events as well.
Facebook page, and the flyers are printed and being hung around town right now with the detailed schedule of times and such. So, yeah, just watch for it.
Wonderful.
We would like to mention also that the fairgrounds will be available for parking, and it is also open for camping as well. So you can come around that north side. Those gates are open. It'll be a great place to camp there when the other city accommodations fill up. You can park over by the swimming pool at the school, walk over that fabulous footbridge, and, you know, be involved right in all the entertainment and maybe not have a congestive parking issue.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Camping, you'll pull in Friday, get set up for the weekend, and enjoy everything going on.
Yeah, you see a lot of people start showing up on Thursday evening, kind of tailgating for the event now.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Well, yeah, we're looking forward to Trader Days, and just encourage everybody to come on out. There is a lot of fun for the whole family, and that's what it's all about.
You bet. Spend the whole weekend right there.
Indeed. Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, thank you. There's Shane Cramie and Callie Iverson joining us this morning on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.